given the holding of the court. I think the fact that the court similarly has given the president until October 15 to file a Supreme Court appeal, and then the Supreme Court, as you indicated, I think earlier, the supermajority on the court might slow walk this through the midterm elections of 2026 so that these tariffs, even though ruled illegal, and importantly so, will remain in effect until the court rules. And if the court does what it did with the presidential immunity case, waiting till the last day to brief, hear, and decide, I think these tariffs are going to be significant with us for a long time now.
And when it, assuming it gets to the Supreme Court, either way their decision goes, what kind of a precedent would that set?
Well, I think that's going to be the key precedent, because the lower court rulings, although I think correct based on the United States Constitution, Article 1, which vests exclusive jurisdiction for both tariffs and taxes, which these tariffs are, in the United States Congress, if they decide to uphold Trump on this, I think that will be another one of these precedents, which, although I think in earlier times people would say there was a very small chance for that to occur, that will become the new precedent by this supermajority.